Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the scriptures to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men, and fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
Spiritual discernment protects those of us who are believers from deception. Sin is often dressed up to look tempting and appealing. But if we think what looks good and feels right must be okay, we're in danger of being misled by our enemy, Satan. Spiritual discernment is our God-given capacity to judge what's right and wrong. Ignoring an agitation in our spirit, or spiritual static, is a step onto a bad and harmful path. We need a clear connection to the Holy Spirit to have assurance that our choices are aligned with God's will. Sometimes an opportunity appears harmless, or more likely, very appealing. But if the Holy Spirit within us sends a signal not to pursue it, then we shouldn't. For some reason, God doesn't want us in that situation. And though we can speculate, we may never know what danger we avoided by being obedient. Sin often comes wrapped in a pretty package, but God's children can see past the glitter and false beauty if they choose to look with scriptural wisdom. This comes only from a clean heart and discerning spirit. An astute believer is one who makes prayer, repentance, and biblical training a regular part of his or her routine.